1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, and I'm going to read from the New Living Translation this morning. When you find it, say amen. If you're still looking, say, wait a minute. All right. Verse 24 says, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one gets the prize? So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away. But we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. Thus ends the reading of God's word. You may be seated. Dear Lord, we just thank you for this day. Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity to preach your word. Father God, we pray that the word today would fall on fertile ground, that the word would not fall upon stony ground, would not fall amongst the thistles and the weeds, Father God. It would fall on fertile ground that someone would be able to use it on today to make their lives better, to make their situation better, Father God. Lord God, we pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we ask you to forgive us for our many sins that we committed, that we knew of, and Father God, those that we did not. Lord God, we just want you to know we love you this morning, because you've been so merciful to us. Lord God, we give you all the praise and all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Amen. A great word here, written by none other than the Apostle Paul to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. I really want to hone in, to land, to park, on verse 25. It says, all athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. Amen. I want to talk about for a few minutes, if you guys will give me the opportunity. Amen. Proper training equals great results. Proper training equals great results. And it starts with self-control. Amen? Proper training equals great results. It starts with self-control. Amen? The Apostle Paul in his writings, amen, to the church, to the Corinthian church, y'all know that the Corinthian church was a wonderful church. Group of great people. But they had some problems. They had a few issues. There were a few baby kids in the church. They made some mistakes in regarding to their worship. They made some mistakes in their relationships, kind of like us. Amen. It was not a perfect church, but it was a church that served a perfect God. Amen. That were trying their best to get it right. And what I really like about Paul's writings to the church at Corinth is the fact that, to me, Paul represents a good coach. Amen. Every good team has to have a good coach. Amen? But every good team member, every player has to be disciplined within him or his or herself. Amen? It takes discipline, my brothers and sisters, to get better at a thing. Sometimes we have to say no to ourselves. And some of us don't want to say no to ourselves. Amen? We want to do what we want to do. But my brothers and sisters, we're running a race. How many of us want to be disqualified in this race? None of us. If you get used to running out of bounds, DQ, what would happen when you're running at football and you step out of bounds? Whistle would blow, everything would stop. And you're trying to, you want to make a touchdown, but as soon as you run out of bounds, everything stops. Many of us are trying to run the race outside, amen, the arena. Outside the field. Many of us are trying to run the race in somebody else's lane. I know, I said we're going to give him some praise and sound like I'm fussing this morning. But as soon as you step over into somebody, we got any track stars in the house? Have you ever stepped over in somebody else's lane? And then you get to the end of the race, you didn't realize it, and they say, disqualified. You in somebody else's lane. Because somebody's watching whether you know it or not. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Now, the thing about it is it takes self-control, my brothers and sisters, in order to be what God wants us to be and do what the Lord wants us to do. The definition of self-control literally means, it means to grab, hold, strength, majesty. It becomes the ability to restrain passions and appetites. So, my brothers and sisters, as men and women, amen, as people covered in this flesh, we have some appetites. How many of y'all are currently on a diet? You don't have to raise your hand. Okay, all right. We got a whole group of them. But it seems like every time you pass by Brahms, every time you go to, your kids, all they want to do is go to McDonald's. And ice cream never sounded so good. Amen. Fried chicken never sounded so good. Everywhere you go, everybody you meet, they're cooking. And you're on a diet. Amen. Self-control, my brothers and sisters. And you know what? Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. I say that every Sunday. And what he tries to do is get us off of our course. Amen. Are y'all going to pray with me? The first thing that we have to do, proper training, my brothers and sisters, proper training equals great results. But the first thing that we have to do, those of you that have gone on your diets, those of you that said, you've gone to the doctor and they say your cholesterol is level, so you got to cut back on your fatty foods and all of those things. Amen? First, the thing that you have to do is admit your problem. Write it down. Proper training means, number one, that you have come to a point in your life where you have to admit your problem. Guess what? If you're in and out of relationships, every 2 months you got something else going on. And every time you get with somebody new, you meet somebody, y'all can't get along. My brother, my sister, the common denominator is you. Your child in school, and he's showing out every class he go to. He can't. The teacher, she ain't right. They done moved him in 5 different classes. The common denominator is your child. Admit your problem. That's the first thing that we must do, my brothers and sisters. Amen? Our instinct is to excuse ourselves and shift blame. A lot of us, we have problems and things that we deal with. And you say, man, my daddy, when I was growing up, I can't stop drinking. It's just in my blood. I come from a long line of alcoholics. My daddy was a player. Papa was a rolling stone. We even start playing the song, wherever he laid his hat was, and when he died, all he left was alone. Listen to the song. Is that what you want to do for you and yours? I'm trying to help somebody this morning. Admit your problem. My brother, if we have an issue, if we have problems, we have to be the first one to admit it. Amen? That's the only way we get better, is admit our problem. Amen? My brothers and sisters, the key concept it is when we admit our problem, it's an individual thing. And then we have to accept personal responsibility for your issue and your problem, the thing that you're going through. Amen? A lot of us we've been playing the blame game our whole life. Amen? But proper training. Woo. Well, that's a good one right there. I'm trying to help you train yourself. You know what your issue is, your problem. You know you talk too much. You know you gossip too much. You know you're in too much drama. You know you shouldn't have put that post on Facebook. Chill. Pump your brakes. No, sir, you pump your brakes. Pump your brakes. Amen? Am I helping somebody this morning? He said, don't you realize that the race that in a race everyone wins, but only one gets the prize? You know what? We ought to live our Christian life like you know what? Like if we don't win, then we're not going to get in. We ought to do church like if we don't really get in and get in the ministry and get into the service, and then we won't get in. Now, that's not true. That's not true. But that's why I talk about A-plus Christianity. My brothers and sisters, every last one of us ought to strive to be an A-plus Christian. The best. All of us ought to strive to be the LeBron James of the church. I believe LeBron James is the best basketball player in the NBA right now. Don't start tripping. That's what I believe. Individually, I think he's the best player. I don't know if they're going to win a championship, if they're going to beat Indiana here in a couple days. You know, I don't care about all that. But we ought to strive to be the best, the MVP. What if we were all, now, if we stay in our lane, but we try to be the best that we can be? Amen? Every time you get the mic, you strive to sing the best that you can sing. No matter if they say amen or anything. Amen? That's why, you know, I strive to be the best that I can be every time I stand before you guys. Not because of the reaction I get, because I can't worry about that. I got to give and do the best that I can do. Amen? And I have to train, amen, in order to do this right. People wouldn't be coming out here. It's 30 miles from my house to this church. Some of y'all struggling with finance, money, funny. You know, you still, here we go, I'm going. Some of y'all came out here on faith this morning. Heard a preacher say, preacher said one time, man, my car was out of gas, and I started praying, and that hand just started going up. I said, preacher, you need to quit lying. I believe in miracles, brother, but you just had more gas than you thought you had. But what we have to do, my brothers and sisters, is admit our problems. Y'all ever know somebody, you know they have a problem? And it's, you know, I'm all right. I'm good. Come on, dude. Admit your problem. And the next thing is, in order for us to train properly, we have to have an attitude of faith. That's what the church has to have, an attitude of faith. Exercising your faith, having faith in what you're doing for him. Amen? So many of us don't have any confidence. We have to have an attitude of faith. Hey man, when you run a track, you have an attitude. You ready. You have faith that you're gonna win. You can't get out there, I know I'm gonna lose. I told y'all this story before. I went to regional and track, and I got in there, man, saw all them dudes, man. God, I ain't even warm up. I got in the blocks, got last place. No expectations, no faith whatsoever. But you know what? I could have done better. But I looked around and I just, you know, oh well. I got down here. I made the regionals. That's good enough. And some of us are like that. Amen. We already have the power to transform our lives. How many of y'all know you got the power to transform your life? Do y'all believe? Turn to Romans 12 and 2. You have the power to transform your life. And I'm trying to help somebody this morning. Some of us sit around like we don't have any power at all. If you are a child of God, you got all the power that you need. Amen? Romans 12 and 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Isn't that good news? Are y'all with me this morning? We have a protection from defeat. Already provided. How many of y'all know you're going to win? I raised up both hands for somebody wouldn't raise theirs. Raise my foot. Look at 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. Look what 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 says. The temptation in your life is no different from what others experience. And God is what? Faithful. And will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. Will not be more than you can bear. Amen? When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so you can endure. He'll show you a way out so you can endure. Now, let me tell you something about him showing you a way out. Sometimes showing you a way out doesn't necessarily mean that you retreat and you run the other way. Showing you a way out may mean that he's going to take you right through it. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? And getting you out, a way out, means that you may have to go right through that thing that is trying to turn you the other way. Amen? Now, Sister Kelly said something this morning that was very profound to me. As she said, you know, you got to just move forward. Worry about that old stuff and all that stuff that's going on. You got to be able to forgive and move on. Amen? Does that make sense? Some of us can't move forward because we're still dealing with the past. Woo. We're gonna miss out on tomorrow looking back on yesterday. Amen? That's done and over with. Move on. The sun has set and has risen again. It's time to start over. If at first you don't succeed, don't you tell far from try again. Ain't that what the song say? Who is that? Aaliyah. Y'all ready? Age ain't nothing but a number. I gotta get you in jail now. Yeah, they put you in jail for that now. They let it go back in the day. But what we have to do is address the past. A focus on past failures almost assures a repeat performance. Start concentrating on that back in the day. Boy, we used to party. We used to do this. And before you know it, you hook up with some of them old buddies and you're doing them old dances. Y'all all under the tree doing the old. You roboting and everything. Playing dominoes and drinking. Amen? Deacon Smith said, Lord have mercy. But you got to address the past by moving on to the future. We can't change the past, but we should stop. We should stop trying to do it. I need to just let it ride that Candy didn't take me to her junior senior prom. Says, Robert, I need to leave it alone. I need to address it by leaving it back there, right? Y'all pray for me. Also, what we have to do is argue with feelings. Feelings. How many times your feelings get all up in something and get you all messed up? Church is the world's worst place. Well, I just don't feel like. Well, you know, I just don't feel like it's the place. Oh, you got to argue with feelings. Because feelings will have you tripping over junior senior prom and you got kids that's going to junior and senior prom. Ooh-wee, I may not eat all week long. But you got to argue with feelings. You know what? If you let your feelings take over, a lot of times you would never come back to church. Because sometimes the feelings tell you, man, don't go, leave, I ain't going back. Feelings. I know this lesson today. I should have said this for Wednesday night. A lesson to say no to yourself, my brothers and sisters. We got to learn to say no to ourselves. Much failure of self-control is simply a failure to resist our urges. Amen? When we fail to control ourselves, we don't resist. We fail to resist our urges. Now, what we have to do is we have to have an accountability to change. Write that down if you want to. An accountability to change. Never underestimate the power of partnership. We are all members of one body. Amen? And I say this stuff all the time. Guess what, God? Lose your big toe. Some of y'all ain't thinking about your big toe right now. Anybody ever had a problem with your big toe? That'll have everything else. You limping. What's wrong with you? My toe. My toe. You know, you don't think about that. But that toe, that's where your balance comes from. Lose your big toe. You got to learn how to walk all over again. Amen? a person standing alone. Check this out. Check this out. Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12. Tell you how important us working together is. Isn't it awesome to come to a church where you can work together with brothers and sisters in Christ? I'm just excited. There ain't no fussing and arguing and going all that stuff going on out here. We don't do that. Why? Because we're family. Amen? Amen. And if y'all doing bad, I'm doing bad. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12. All right. Now, y'all saw I had some stuff with me, and I'm finna get into that as I close. Amen. Give me about 10 more minutes, and we'll be out of here, okay? Y'all can bear with me. Ecclesiastes 4 and 12 says, a person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better. For a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Are y'all with me this morning? My brothers and sisters, we have to work together. Amen. Proper training sometimes takes everybody on the team doing the same thing. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? And then also, what we have to do is also we have to avoid danger spots. Don't keep falling to the same ditch. Amen? If proper training equals great results and it starts with self-control, amen, we have to avoid danger spots. And some of us, when we pray, we say, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou art with thy rod. How do I say that? But deliver us from evil. But deliver us. But a lot of times we deliver ourselves into evil places. Amen. Don't fall into the same ditch. And what we have to do is analyze people, places, times, and things. You gotta check. Okay, I said this before. Do a review. Old song, bad. No limit. You saying he said do a review before you call him your boo. You gotta be careful who runs with you. Amen. Some people are danger spots. I told y'all before, I have a friend that all he does is cuss every other word. I'm talking every other word is a cuss word. He's a danger spot for me, DQ. You know why? Because I know cuss words too. Amen. Oh, y'all didn't think y'all was Pastor Nuke. I know cuss words. And sometimes when you say certain things, a cuss word in the right spot sure will make it. Ooh, it sometimes make it better. Some of y'all don't even like to watch movies, you know, where they cut out. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They cut it out. I don't know. It take the meaning away. It's hard to watch Harlem Nights with no cussing. It's hard to watch Friday with no cussing. You have to be careful. So guess what? If you have trouble with your mouth using foul language, you got to be careful hanging out with folks that all they do is cuss. Okay. You drink. And you act crazy when you drink. Now, the Bible says for the pastor to be sober. For me to be sober, that means I don't drink. For the deacon, it said, don't partake of too much wine. Don't partake of too much. It said a woman is full of wine. She just off the chain. That's what the word says. So you have to be careful with who you hang out with. Amen? Married folks, I'm trying to help y'all this morning. Married people, you hang around with a married couple that hates each other, guess what? You're going to get pulled right into that. She gonna be talking about her man, and then guess what? You're gonna start talking about yours. Amen. This sermon is going way out in left field right now. People are disgruntled about their church and their pastor. Hey, y'all get away from them. Well, you know, yeah, sometimes Pastor McGuire be tripping too. And then you got a best friend and you call him, you know, Pastor McGuire, I've been thinking about some. And then now we got a scandal. We have problems in the church. Why? Because you was hanging around with the wrong person. We ought to change the people to be more like us, be more Christ-like, be more loving, be more patient, because that's what the church is supposed to be. And being more patient, my brothers and sisters, you know when you're working out, when you're training, you have to be patient. How many of y'all took that picture? You know that before picture? And you weighed yourself? But you expected to be fine and skinny and all that stuff and have a six-pack the next day? Candy was doing a little something, and I'm like, every day, she's like, girl, get off that scale. Give it some time. Amen? We got to give things time, my brothers and sisters. Are y'all with me this morning? Proper training takes a little while. Amen? And we got to say no to some things. All right. I'm finna close this thing out. Some of y'all wondered, amen, what all this stuff was that I brought in a minute ago. A lot of you guys know that my son played basketball for Roxton High School. And they went to state 3 years in a row. Talk about proper training equals great results. Don't look like I can get this great result on. Proper training equals great results. Paul said here, don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one gets the prize? So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. We have to be disciplined in our training in order to receive the prize. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit moving right now. And they do it to win the prize that will fade away. This is bronze. That will fade away. But we do it for an eternal prize as gold. Are y'all going to pray with me? Hallelujah. So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I'm in the game. Amen. Some of us are just shadow. Y'all know what shadow boxing is? That's when you go out here and I'm ready. You think you can fight, but you ain't fighting nobody. See, you got to have a sparring partner. Amen. Amen. You got to get up against something in order to train properly. Amen. Because you get out in the world, let me tell you something, my brother, there's an adversary out there. Amen. And in training, you're going to have to meet with the enemy. Come here, DQ. Not that you're the enemy. Amen. But Paul says, I'm not just shadow boxing. Amen. But I got I'm fighting a real fight here. Amen. And in proper training, my brothers, you're going to have to encounter the enemy. Amen. And you're going to have to be trained properly. Amen. Are y'all with me this morning? Thank you. Go sit down. Thank you for not knocking me out. He goes on to say, I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. We have to train ourselves to do what we ought to do. Amen? Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. If you look at that word, amen, in the Greek, that word actually means to get a black eye. He says, I want to fight this fight and I want to train properly so that I'm successful. Amen? But if I'm not successful, then I may be disqualified. In the Greek, that means I may get a black eye. Now, how many of y'all have ever had a black eye? How many of y'all were embarrassed because you had a black eye? And that's what Paul says. He said, I don't want to preach the word, and because I can't do what I'm supposed to do, train correctly, be successful in what I'm doing, I walk around with a black eye. We got a whole lot of preachers walking around here with black eyes. We got a whole lot of missionaries, ministers that are walking around here with black eyes. Why? Because we're not training correctly. We're not doing it the way the Lord told us to do it. We're trying to invent our own way. Woo, hallelujah, somebody. We got some choir members that don't nobody want to hear sing because you got a black eye. We got some musicians that nobody wants to hear pray because they got a black eye, disqualified. We have some deacons that nobody feels the prayer because they have a black eye. Proper training equals great results. My son's basketball team, talking about proper training, they went to state 3 years in a row. First 2 years, amen, they came home with bronze medals. They got a prize, but it wasn't first prize. Are y'all going to pray with me? I'm going somewhere with this. There's a picture of my son and all of his teammates. Amen. They're standing here with the bronze medals around their necks down in Austin. All of them crying like babies in the picture. Disqualified. Disqualified. Going home. Ball game over. Coach wasn't even in the picture. The coach didn't even take a picture with his boys. My brothers and sisters, coach is very important. Who's over your team is very important. Hallelujah, somebody. The coach wouldn't even take a picture. The boys standing there crying with bronze medals around their neck. Not first place. You got a prize, but it wasn't the prize you wanted. The next year, hallelujah. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? The coach decided that it was time for him to move on. But God saw fit that we bring in a new coach. Are y'all going to pray with me? As soon as the new coach came in, he said, listen, we got to do some proper training. Some of you fellas need to lose some weight. You need to get a little bit lighter so we can run faster. So he pulled out the little suit, said, we're going to do some running. We're going to do some sweating, fellas. That's what the new coach said. He said, it's not going to be easy, fellas. But if you train properly, some things that you put on are going to be heavy. I'm going to have to weight you down. I'm going to have to put something on you to make you just a little bit stronger. Are y'all going to pray with me? My brothers and sisters, in order for us to, amen, train correctly, God told me to tell you he's going to have to put some stuff on you. Ain't God all right? I have a few weights on me this morning, my brothers and sisters, but there's room for some more. Are y'all going to pray with me? He's not going to put any more on you than you can bear. Ain't God all right? Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? I'm so glad that I have a coach that will never leave me nor forsake me. I have a coach that understands what I need in order to get better. That group of boys had a coach that understood what they needed to get better. Ain't God all right? The Lord told me to tell you on his chapel that he knows what you need. He said he's going to have to apply a little bit more weight on you. But he said that everything's going to be all right. Ain't God all right this morning? I'm so glad that I have a trainer that wants to bring me up the correct way. He said I may have to put a little bit of weight on your relationship, but just keep on the mix. He said, I may have to put a little bit of weight on your finances, but just keep on running. It's for your good. I may have to put a little weight on your work situation, but just keep on running. It's for your good. I may have to put a little weight on your children, but just keep on running. It's for your good. I may have to put a little weight. Ain't God all right in your life? But just hold on and just stay in the game. Just keep on running. Just keep on working. Just keep on fighting. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Is there anybody in here? Hallelujah. Just have a little weight applied in your life. Let me tell you something. Everything's gonna be alright. Hallelujah. Because one day, one of these old days, hallelujah. Because God gave you the right coach. And his name is Jesus. Are y'all gonna pray with me? He gave you the right coach. He applied the right pressure. Ain't God all right? I'm so glad that the new coach at Rochford High School not only applied a little weight on the boys, but he also put something in them that will make them a whole lot better. Is there anybody here today that understands what a protein? Will you take a little protein that makes
makes your muscles rejuvenate a little bit quicker. Ain't God all right? Does anybody want to build some muscle today? Does anybody want to train correctly today? You're going to have to put some good stuff within you while you're training. Ain't God all right? Hallelujah. I remind you, we went down to Austin this year. My son's basketball team, they showed up, they've been number one from the beginning of the season all the way until they went to Austin. But it wasn't that easy. They had a little team that was waiting on them down there. But because they had been properly trained, thank God all right, they equaled great results. The first team they played, they had to go into overtime. Are y'all gonna pray for me? During the press conference, some of the boys say, Coach had us ready. Ain't God all right? They remembered the weight that he applied. Ain't God all right? They remembered all the sweat that it sweated out, all the stuff that they didn't need. But y'all gonna pray with me. God wants to cover us up in order for us to get some stuff out of us. Ain't God all right? Some of us have some toxins in us. Some of us have some poison in us. But let the trainer keep on training. Keep on sweating. Keep on running. Keep on fighting. Thank God all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We had to go in overtime. But they kept on fighting. The next day, my brothers and sisters, they had another game. They played to the best of their ability because they had trained correctly. They had been properly trained. And when you're properly trained, you see great results. Thank God all right. And it started with self-control. Some of those boys were better than the years before. They were able to score more points. But because of self-control, they did what was best for the whole team. Are y'all going to pray with me? You can't be selfish in this thing. Thank God all right. My brothers and my sisters. During the final game, I was reminded of the years before when it was great disappointment. So y'all gonna pray with me. Well, there was a bronze medal instead of a gold medal. Well, even though they received the prize, it wasn't the prize that they wanted. Ain't God all right? Hallelujah. Here's a picture from this past season, from the championship basketball game. I see a whole lot of swing. Ain't God all right? I see a whole lot of smile. And let me tell you something, the only thing that's different about this picture than last year's picture is the coach. Thank God, all right. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. But I got a coach in the name of Jesus. He don't always make it easy, but he makes it all right. He don't always make it easy, but he sees it through. You know what's so awesome about this picture? There's some fellas, there's some ladies, and some fellas on this picture that never hit the court. But because they were on the right team. Because they were on the right team, they got the same reward. Just hold on. Hallelujah. I'll just give the Lord a great hand clap.